Test.
See, I'm not as loud as you are.
All right, acid. We're on. All right, so wait. Never mind. Okay. So today we're talking about things you should never put in your truck.
Contraband.
Contraband? You mean drugs?
No, I'm talking about bringing your wife and your girlfriend at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I hear you. I'm talking about things you should never put in your truck because you're going to get in trouble either with your company or with the law.
You mean like a case of beer?
And look, before we go on, and we should tell all the drivers out there that are listening to this show, the reason we do these shows is because this stuff comes up all the time with companies. So it's not, this isn't something, you know, made up.
This is your livelihood. You can definitely lose your license for this and never drive again, right?
Well,
some of this stuff?
Well, not all of the stuff you'll lose your license over and never drive again, but you can get fired or get arrested. And like I said, the reason that we do these shows on stuff like this is because a lot of drivers are doing it.
Yeah, that's a problem. Not just arrested, not just fired. You could get divorced too, depending upon what you bring in your truck.
Right. All right. Now listen, let's just be serious for a second. Didn't you tell me earlier when you were talking to me, you had talked to a lady driver and she said that, or actually she didn't tell the company that she was working or trying to get into that she had a DUI, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And it was in a commercial vehicle.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. So this is why we do these shows. You would think that a lot of this stuff is common sense, okay? But technically, it's really not common sense according to the way people are going on the road.
Most of you guys out there will understand, you know, exactly what we're saying. I think most drivers out there, it's going to make sense to them. There's going to be a few, though.
I think a lot of drivers, acid, are going to go, duh.
Right. A lot of them are.
Duh. And even you and I are going, duh. Well, you might not be going, duh, but I'm going, duh. I mean, why would you bring something like that? You're probably thinking, oh, I didn't know you could bring that.
Well, I think some of the Swifties out there would be like, wow. Really?
Acid, why are you always picking on other companies?
Why
all
not?
Right, so let's start with, since we were just talking about a lady that had gotten a DUI in a commercial vehicle. And I'll be honest with you, Acid, whenever I hear of a woman that gets, you know, something like a DUI, not let alone a DUI, but one in a tractor trailer.
Yeah.
That's actually embarrassing. Honestly, to me, and I've always told Ruth Ann and everybody, you know, it's one thing when a guy acts like an asshole, but when a woman acts like an asshole, that to me is
I think you've just insulted like a lot of the women out there.
No, I'm not insulting
it's
the
so
women.
Sexist.
Acid. I'm not
insulting.
I can't
believe you just did that.
You can believe it.
Listen,
but
ladies,
I'm not
agreeing with what he's saying. So
yeah,
obviously he's siding with men on this one.
Yeah.
Embarrassing no matter what. What do you mean if it's a woman? I don't get that.
What I'm getting at is it's okay when, look, because being that you're not one of the guys, you know, you're one of the whatever.
Right.
Okay. But if you were part of the guy thing, you would know being an asshole as a guy is really, it's expected sometimes. You know, guys screw up. And I'm not saying that we expect to get DUIs. I'm just saying we guys are guys. We act up. But when a woman does something like that, I scratch my head. I'm going, you know what? It's funny. You know, I thought actually women knew better.
I'm still not tracking.
Well, of course you're not tracking. But anyway, so bottom line with it is.
Drivers, is he right?
Acid, this ain't a live show, you stupid crap. It's just, we're recording right now.
Oh, that's right. Well, ladies. Yeah,
nobody's going to answer you when you ask the question.
Well, whenever we put it out there, this podcast, I want the lady drivers to respond to.
But look, this is not, and the lady drivers that don't get DUIs, that don't drink and drive, they understand what I'm talking about because most women would not drink and drive a tractor trailer. All right?
I'm just trying to get you wound up. It's working.
I'm not wound up. I actually get entertained trying to explain to you simple things. Honestly, it's funny. It's funny, Acid. Now, so what's the first thing on the list? Really, beer, a whiskey, any kind of alcohol. You should not have it in your truck. And I'm talking even unopened bottles. I'm going to tell you a story once. And we did a show like in 2015. I remember it was one of the first shows. And a guy came on and he was telling us how he was... I think he had went to KLLM or FFE.
Yeah.
And they're a big reefer company. I want to say it might have been FFE. He said him and about three or four other drivers, maybe six drivers, were just graduated their trucking school and they just got done with their trainer. They were all literally in this class getting their trucks and ready to go. They're all like all happy. They're all in the parking lot.
Yeah, right.
One of the students goes into his truck and brings a six-pack of beer out on the trucking terminal lot and says, hey, listen, we're not driving. You know, we're not leaving out. I got some beer in the truck. Let's all have one and have a toast right here.
That's pretty smart.
I kid you not. True story. Guy wanted to all have a, you know, cheers, congratulations type of drink. Problem was, dude had like booze in his truck. In his mind, he thought it was okay.
Because it was unopened.
Well, see, he's thinking on his off time, it's okay to sit at a truck stop and have a beer. And I'm going to tell you, truck stops sell beer. And if you're an owner-operator and you know you're going to be somewhere for a day or two, it technically is okay. Now, I don't know how legal or illegal, okay, it would be if a cop knocked on your door somehow and he seen that you were drinking in there. Because many people have gotten DUIs sitting in the back seat of their car with the car running.
Hey, let me ask you something while we're on that subject. What if you got a guy who, he's one of those guys who really doesn't like have a residence or anything. And let's say he has a couple days off, but he basically lives in the truck. So he goes to a bar and he gets drunk and he comes back and he's sleeping it off in the truck and he doesn't have to drive the truck for 2 days. Then what? Can you get in trouble for being intoxicated in the sleeper?
No, I don't think so. It's parked. I mean, again, see, that's a technicality where people, I kid you not, there's certain things in, you know, that go on where somebody may get arrested and they're going, oh, it's against my rights and I have the rights to do this and do that. But I will tell you, you'll play hell to prove it in court. You'll fight for the next couple of years just to hear that you're innocent.
Your trucking company will fire you if you're in their truck and you know, you're.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second because company policy also supersedes all of it, okay?
Yeah.
But like to answer your question, you're on your own time, you're laid over for the weekend, you tie one on, and maybe something happens where you stagger out of the truck and a cop is actually in the parking lot and he sees you and he books you and gives you a DUI even though you weren't driving. Now,
and you're idling.
Yeah, and you're idling. And especially if it's in the hot or the cold, you're going to idle. So there you are. I'll tell you, the worst thing to do would be sitting in the driver's seat itself, okay? But, you know, here you are now. You get arrested, and this has happened, right? And now everybody, and there's probably people listening to us right now going, yeah, I'll be making a phone call to my lawyer and owning that company. Bullshit. You will not own that company, and you'll fight your butt off to prove that you were innocent, and you may not even ever prove it. I'm telling you, it just ain't worth having booze in your truck, acid. It's not.
What about empties?
See, there you go, too. There, yeah, I couldn't tell you how many trucking companies have told me they fired drivers because drivers at the terminal.
Yeah.
He's in the break room and he's getting his oil changed. And the mechanic steps into the truck to check the odometer. And he notices on the floor, there's an empty Budweiser bottle.
Yeah.
He's absolutely screwed. Again, man, you can call it the way you want it. You could stand on top of a building and scream, I'm innocent. It's against my rights. Blah, 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 blah. I can have a beer on my own time. I'm telling you, there's an old saying, don't shit where you eat.
Maybe it was just some driver picking up trash. You know, he's conscientious.
He was out there cleaning highways.
Putting beer bottles in his truck.
Yeah, cleaning up the highways. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I talked to a driver once when I was recruiting. And he told me he got fired. You know what he got fired for?
Tell me.
Okay. Apparently, his brother gave him this really cool-looking, like, decorative, expensive booze bottle. And he said it was empty, and he was putting change in it. So, that's what he told me.
Was he playing quarters? Is that how the change got in it?
You know, look, it's a beautiful bottle. I guess he forgot to take the label off.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly.
Listen, guys, if you got a decorative bottle out there like that, take the label off.
Acid. They shouldn't even carry Listerine in their truck because
you can't even have mouthwash? What are you talking about?
Acid. Everybody and their brother knows Listerine has a high content of alcohol. In fact, alcoholics will drink Listerine if they don't have booze on them to get a quick buzz.
I appreciate that tip because I have some in my in my bathroom right now.
No, so, this is true stuff, dude. I'm telling you,
you can't even have Listerine. Is that against the law?
It's not against the law. But what's against the law is, and I'm gonna tell you, this is the truth. I'll give you a for instance. There you are. You're at a weigh station, right?
Yeah.
You just got up in the morning and you gargle with Listerine, high content of it, right?
Right.
Now, you go and you pull up to the weigh station and they say, come on in, bring your paperwork in. You go in and the guy goes, were you drinking? Right? Next thing you know, they have you blowing in a tube or whatever, and you register alcohol.
Listerine doesn't smell like booze. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
Dude, I'm telling you, Listerine's one of the big ones. Absolutely. Mouthwash with alcohol in it is not a good thing to have.
You have it, drivers. Have shitty breath.
Yeah.
No, right. there's a lot of mouthwashes that you can use.
What about Banaca?
Or here's the other thing. If you would gargle an hour or two before you drive, maybe, but I'm telling you, alcohol in any mouthwash is a bad thing.
You
to
can
have.
Blow positive for that?
Hell yeah. Let me tell you something else that's a bad thing to have. If you get prescribed pain medicine, and just because your name is on it, if it's an opiate, if there's a narcotic, okay, you cannot legally drive a tractor trailer with any narcotics in you, okay? A lot of drivers think that because they have a prescription for it, they can drive. You absolutely cannot do it. It's against the law.
Is it against the law to have the bottle with your name on a prescription if you're not under the influence of it? Let's just say you have it with you.
Well, let's say you don't. Let's say that you're not under the influence. This is where I keep trying to remind everybody. You're going to just bring a lot of crap on your shoulders. Why bring trouble to your own house? Okay, let's play devil's advocate, or whatever you want to call it. Let's go ahead and look at that situation. Here I am, again, pulled into a weigh station. Or I get pulled over. Whatever the case is, cop jumps up on the side. He sees a prescription bottle on there, okay? Now, I know a lot of people are thinking, you got to have a search warrant and all this other crap. Trust me, man. They all they need is to make something up, probable cause, whatever you want to call it, and they got their hands on that bottle. They look, it's a narcotic. Now, you're not under the influence. Guess what? You're still going to be tested. You're still going to go through a bunch of crap. And then why would you even have a narcotic in your truck to begin with?
And what if
it gets reported back to your company?
What if it doesn't have their name on it? What if it says Johnny Acid?
That's worse. Anytime you get caught with a prescription bottle in your possession that is not yours, I'm telling you, you are up a creek. That's why a lot of people do. They get in trouble in their own cars. They'll put their Vicodins or their oxycodones in, like with other medicines. You know what I mean? So they only have to carry one bottle. And they don't even realize they don't have their prescription with them. Cop pulls you over and they find that that's opiate. You are going to jail.
What about the fake weed they sell?
Oh, I think that's actually been outlawed.
Is it really?
Yeah, what's that stuff called? K something or whatever? Yeah, I don't even know anything about that, to be honest with you.
I can tell you it's not the real thing.
Hey, you know, talking about drugs, you know, marijuana, obviously you don't want any illegal marijuana, but here's the other thing you don't want to do. You don't want to go into like one of these states now that weed is legal in. Colorado, Washington. I think it's like four or six of them now that it's recreation. California either just did it or is about to.
You mean you can't have any weed in your truck? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No, acid.
I'm out. I'm not driving.
You're not going to drive anymore?
I'm not driving.
All right. So all this time you've been carrying weed?
I'm not saying that.
Okay. No, but seriously, the worst thing you can do is smoke a joint or... And you know what's funny? We know a lot of you guys are out there going, duh. Dude, this is stupid. You know what? What's really stupid is the guy that is sitting beside you while you're listening to our podcast at the TA. He might have a Vicodin in him right now.
You never know.
Or he's got a six-pack of beer in the fridge. I'm telling you. And I know a lot of people are saying, listen, man, what I do on my own time is my own business. Trust me, you're in a commercial vehicle, and the second a cop gets wind, I'm telling you, they're all over it.
Oh, now, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't mean to cut you. Yes, I do mean to cut you.
Go ahead, cut me.
No, listen. When I worked for Roadway for 5 minutes, you know, as the doc, anyway, the doc supervisor, remember?
I don't know.
There was one of the customers, and we had a couple of them, like the one place, it was Asher's Candy. They would give out cases and cases to the drivers of candy. Well, one of the companies apparently gave one of our drivers at Christmas time, like, I don't know, it was like a wrapped gift bag of Crown Royal. He came back to the terminal. He got out of the truck. He had it with him. Dispatcher said, "What do you got?" He said, "Look, I got this as a present." Fired on the spot.
Absolutely, dude.
Gone.
There is no. Gone. There is no pretending. Your company policies with every trucking company out there is going to always be absolutely. In fact, if you're an owner operator, also, if you're, unless you have your own authority, I will guarantee you that the company you're leased to also has that same. In fact, a lot of companies castrate owner-operator trucks, and they put them to certain speeds, even some of them. So if they can do that, they can make a policy no booze.
Question.
Go ahead.
Okay. With the owner-operator thing, the guy owns his truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's got an unopened bottle in it. Now
he's screwed. If he gets caught, he's at least getting fired at the minimum. If he's leased to a company and their rule, that's another thing a lot of people don't do. They don't read the little rules that you're handed to in orientation. If you're an owner operator leased onto somebody, you most.
What if he's not leased onto someone? He's like, he gets his own broker freight and stuff.
Then that's on him. That's his own policy.
I mean, my question is, can he get in trouble with the cops?
Let me tell you what I believe and don't believe.
All right.
Number one, I don't believe it's illegal to have an unopened bottle of beer in your truck. Okay. I don't believe it if you're an owner. It's illegal according to company policy if you're leased on to somebody. But if you're an owner with your own authority and you get in your book and your own loads, like you said, I 100% believe that guy can sit at a truck stop, have a beer, and have a good conscience. He's not going to get in trouble because he's not doing anything wrong. But it goes back to one other thing. There's a cop in the parking lot. He sees you staggering. Your truck is running. I'm telling you, you have no. These local yokels, man, they will run your ass to jail quick. And you know why take the chance, Acid? Why take the chance?
Yeah, there's no good outcome to that.
Absolutely. You know what I would do if I was, say, I was sitting in the truck stop. If there was a bar across the street and I was having a beer,
but
when I come out of that bar, I would 100% make sure before I cross the street there was no police around. And I'm telling you, if you're going to have a beer somewhere, you're better off not getting shit faced, because the worse it is. You know, let me tell you something where a lot of drivers have gotten fired also, Acid. They come in to orientation.
Yeah.
And they party in the hotel.
Oh, bad idea.
I remember a few years ago, I was working for a company out of Kansas City.
Yeah.
I kid you not. It was like three or four drivers, right? They decided that night to sit at the restaurant and get shit-faced. And then the next day, they all came in smelling like... Look, man, if you drink a lot, the next morning, I don't care how good you brush your teeth, you can smell it on somebody, man.
Yeah.
You know that, Acid. So these guys come in. It was three or four guys, no ladies. They come in. Guess what? Larry, the safety guy, guess what he did? He got them all bus tickets.
Lucky they got a bus ticket.
Yeah. Most companies will give you a ride home. They don't need the grief of you getting into an argument there. But truthfully, got them bus tickets. They were out of there. They weren't drunk, but they were all hungover. In fact, they had completed orientation. They were supposed to get in their trucks and go trucking.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was just, it's zero tolerance when it comes to booze. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nobody puts up. And then here's the worst part, Acid. That goes on your DAC.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, here's something else to keep in mind, too.
What's that?
Don't the cops take blood sometimes?
Sure, yeah.
Do they do hair follicle?
Yeah, we did a pod about that.
The reason why I ask is,
yeah.
Let's just say you did some drugs, okay, whether the prescription or not,
mm-hmm.
And then you decide to have a beer. For whatever reason, the cop decides that he wants to draw blood or something. That will show up in your system. Long after it wears off.
Yeah, but you see, let me tell you the one thing, though, that doesn't happen. The police don't send your company results of your drug screen. They arrest you, and you get the results.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah, they're not going to, it's a HIPAA act. They're not going to send. That's only if the company tests. They have the right to the results.
I never got caught.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it is what it is, dude. Let me tell you something else. Anything illegal, anything that's harmful, anything that can get you in trouble, do not put in your truck. I'm going to tell you something else you should keep out of your truck. If you're a pervert, keep your kiddie porn out of the truck. And you know what's funny?
I'm pretty sure that's not restricted to trucks.
Acid. I'm going to tell you something.
Kitty porn.
Let me tell you something. And I get, we joke about everything, but I know we have like almost 300,000 followers right now on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not stupid to think that one or two ain't, you know, a pervert or two, you know what I mean? I'm not saying we have everybody that's perfect. For the most part, we have great fans. We have great listeners, and they're really part of the page. But if you're out there listening and you're one of these guys, honestly, that is a perv, I would tell you, keep the porn out of your truck, but you and I both know 100% you're never going to listen and you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't mean to have the show go a certain way here, but it's true, Acid. I've dealt with people in the church. I've dealt with people that have a problem, okay, with that, and they have no conscience.
That's sick.
Yeah, well, I will guarantee you there's guys out there running down the road like that. Hey, there's murderers, man. I've gotten calls from guys from prison, literally, wanting a job, and they were getting out.
That's how I got this job.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of a weird topic. Animals. You know, dogs are cool, but let me tell you something that shouldn't be in a truck. Snakes, birds, cats.
You say cats?
I absolutely say
cats. Some companies take cats.
Acid. A lot of companies will take cats. You know the problem with cats? Usually you have more than one, and you have a litter box that stinks. You ever go in someone's house with cats? Honestly,
you've been to my house.
Well,
does my house smell like cat?
Of course. Let me tell you something. I
scoop the litter box every day. Shut up.
Acid. It smells like cats. I could smell your cats a mile away, but you can't. You know why? Because you're used to it. It's true. Now, just imagine you got a big house, Acid. All right. If I could smell cats when I come visit you, what do you think a little tractor trailer is like?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that.
You don't get that smell out. Have you ever, even after people move out of a house, it still smells. Everybody can go in there and go, they had animals. And it's usually the cats.
Here's the problem with
cats. I like cats.
The real problem with the cats in the truck, as I see it, other than the smell, you're right about that, and the cat litter and the fur and everything. Here's the real problem. If you have two chihuahuas in your truck, you're not really going to have the same type. Like, I've got four cats, as you know.
And they stink, Acid.
Yeah, well, no, here's the deal.
You don't smell them.
I've got a 2,500 square foot house. These a-hole cats will chase each other, claw each other. If you have two cats in the truck and they start in on each other, they're going to be all over the place. They're going to be under the pedals. They're going to be everywhere, man.
I agree.
And they're going to be clawing your ass, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way they are.
But the worst part, Acid, is they stink. Honestly, cats stink. They are just a smelly animal.
Yeah, but some truckers do, too.
You know, and listen, I grew up with cats. You know what the difference is? Honestly, when I was a kid, we had cats at my house. We didn't have litter box. You know why? Because the cats went outside. Sometimes they'd be gone for a day or two, actually. But we never had a problem with animals in the house. You know why? Because they went to the bathroom outside where they belong. And, you know, there may be a lot of kitty lovers out there right now. We started with kitty porn. Now we're at kitties. But anyways, there might be some cat lovers that are disagreeing with me. But this is the truth.
When you said kitty porn, I thought you meant like with cats.
You know, yeah, cat porn.
Cat porn,
yeah.
That's what I thought you meant.
Exactly. No, but seriously, people that have cats, they do not understand that people that don't have cats can smell, they could smell the house a mile away. Now, am I insulting them? I'm not. It's a fact. You could smell I could walk in anybody's house and I could say they have cats. I guarantee it. Especially the ammonia smell from that litter.
Do you remember when I was
100%?
Hey, do you remember when I was recruiting? I told you about this, about the guy who just a perfect applicant. Nice
was it 16
guy.
Cats or something like that?
Yeah, it was 15. I get to the end. He goes, "Do you have a pet policy?" And I go, "We sure do. What do you got?" He goes, "I got cats." I said, "Well, that shouldn't be a problem. How many you got?" He said, 15. 15?
He wasn't joking either.
No, he wasn't kidding.
He
got pissed off at me because he couldn't take his 15 cats with him.
You will ruin someone's truck. You know that? I know for a while their Freightliner said that they will void warranties with cat fur in them because they were getting in the vents and it was doing something to the truck. I don't know if it's still like that. This was a few years ago.
You can't get cat pee smell out of anything either.
Look, dude, man, their hair. I mean,
if the cat pees anywhere in the truck, you're never going to get rid of it.
I will admit this. When we had cats, it was neat if you were laying there in bed and one jumped up on your chest and was purring, you know, and you pet him and all that stuff. That's really cool. But that's like 3 minutes of cool, okay? The rest of the 23 hours and 57 minutes of stinky house is not worth 3 minutes of purring and petting. I'm just saying. Screw that.
Yeah.
So listen, guys, let's just recap this. Booze, anything with booze, Listerine, anything alcohol that could get you in trouble if a cop smells you or a DOT officer smells you. Okay, these are things not to bring in your truck. Empty bottles of booze. I don't care if there's dust on it. You're inviting trouble because the cop or somebody's going, well, if he has an empty bottle, he obviously drank it in his truck. Okay, anything prescription that has narcotics, keep it out of your truck, all right? Unauthorized passengers, we didn't go over that. Acid, unauthorized passengers, that's another big one, okay? You if you pick somebody up, especially a lot lizard or a hitchhiker, feel sorry for one of your brother truckers, I'm telling you, and don't get me wrong, I would have given one of my brother truckers a ride at one time when I was a driver. I was one of those guys. But you're taking a chance, okay, of getting fired.
No, let's face it. With the lot lizard, you ain't taking her with you. I mean,
Acid, there's been, I met a guy once.
You can't get in trouble for bringing a lot lizard in as long as she doesn't go down the road, right?
Acid, I was on my way up 35 there out of Austin. I was headed towards Dallas.
Yeah.
And a guy come up beside me and he goes, hey, Elderlight. I was driving for Elderlight. He goes, hey, check this out. And he got up beside me and he had a naked chick in the truck and she's smiling at me. She was a lot lizard. He met her in San Antonio and he was taking her.
And he's married to her this day.
No, he was married to somebody else, but he took her on the road with him. Okay. She was all hooked on heroin or something. It was a crazy story, but yeah, they do take them with them. And he could have gotten in trouble. An unauthorized passenger will get you fired and it'll get you a bad reference. Okay. So illegal aliens, lot lizards, wives, anybody you don't have a pass for, be careful. DOT actually watches for that too, by the way, for unauthorized passengers. You have a passenger in your truck and they ask you for authorization, you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't have it. Believe me.
Even if you have an authorized passenger.
If you have an authorized passenger, that's different, okay?
No, absolutely. Here's my point. Let's say you sign the wife up so she's authorized, right? And then you sign the girlfriend up so she's authorized. Okay, so it's legal to have them both in there. You're not violating company policy, but it's probably not a good idea to have both of them in the truck at the same time.
Acid, you always come up with the doozies.
Am I right?
Yes. How about weapons, Acid? Now, we're big advocates here on Talk CDL. We believe that every trucker seriously should have a handgun in his truck.
As long as it's registered.
As long as it's a legal gun, okay? Right. That's the one thing that I know drivers out there going, screw that, man, the Second Amendment protects my ass. Well, you go ahead and tell that to Johnny Law while he's running you into jail if you get caught in the wrong state. There's certain states out there that are like real big bunny huggers, and they will 100% run your ass to jail, okay? You know the best thing to do? Make the gun legal, okay? That's all you got to do. And then when you go through the states that you're not allowed to carry, there's like maybe 10 or less states that you're not allowed to carry a loaded gun through, even if you have a permit. Connecticut, New Jersey, Illinois, California, states like that. Guess what you do? You unload it. You keep the bullets away from the gun. You put the gun in a locked box and you're legal. When you get back into a state where you're allowed to carry, you put your gun back in. Put it all together, and you conceal it because most of them are concealed only. There are a couple open carry states. So, you know, bottom line, all that stuff, anything illegal, fireworks, okay, unregistered weapons, illegal aliens, drugs, alcohol, they're usually the things, don't put them in your truck. The reason we're telling you guys this, because, guys, some of you are doing it. In fact, a lot of you are doing it, Acid. We did a show last night on, do you do hair follicles? That question's being asked so much, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, drivers calling up companies and just asking, dude, do you do hair follicles? Guys, if you got a Class A CDL, I'm telling you, take the drugs and the dope and everything illegal that goes with your life and flush it down the freaking toilet and enjoy your career. You're going to ruin your career, 100%. I'm not lecturing the good drivers. I'm not lecturing the... Listen, I don't care if you sit at home in your living room in Colorado and smoke a joint. It's legal, okay? What I do care about is truck drivers losing their license for good or getting... Let me tell you something. Whether you lose your license, you get caught with any of this stuff at your trucking company, they put that on deck. Nobody's going to hire you anyways.
Yeah, you know, Troy and I, if you guys are like out there wasted, we want you to lose your license. We want you to end your career. If you're going to be driving
Something
that big and that dangerous, and you think it's okay to be wasted, buzzed, yeah. whatever. I mean, look, man, seriously.
And I want to kick your ass too. Yeah. Be honest with you, because you're stupid. I don't take this the wrong way, because I want you to know vividly what I'm saying. You're freaking stupid. And if you're driving 80,000 pounds down the road and you've got, and you're wasted, and acid, you wouldn't believe how many DUIs every year just in the state of Ohio. I remember stats were crazy on with commercial vehicles. You literally should have never had a license.
That's right. And you should never get it back.
I met a guy once. He told me, he said, I'm an alcoholic and I can't stop, and I'm not going to get my CDL because until I get this thing licked. At least that guy was being smart.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of respect for that guy. Now, let me tell you something. I might not be able to pass a hair follicle. Okay.
Okay.
And a good chance I might not be able to pass a urinalysis sometimes. Hey, you plucking my hair out. But listen, I ain't driving an 18-wheeler.
And you ain't, okay. And you're not driving cars around wasted either.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I don't drink and drive.
And look, we don't profess to be good guys. We're not out here saying, hey, we're the goody two-shoe gang. We're not. We're absolutely not. But I will tell you, okay, that one thing that I've always valued was that Class A CDL hard copy in my wallet, acid. You can ask Ruth Ann, if we were at a restaurant when I was home for the weekend and I had a beer or two, I said, you're driving. That's our job right there in my pocket. I always respected that, my license, because it's your career. It's like having a degree. I mean, and look, I don't want to go into the lecture part. Guys, don't drink and drive. Keep the alcohol out of your truck. Make sure your gun's legal. Perverts, keep the kiddie porn at home or take it out in the road, and I hope you get caught. All right. Cat lovers, you know what? I feel no sympathy for you. Honestly, I hate cat smell. Get rid of the cats. Leave them at home. Give them away. Take them to the SPCA. Do whatever you want. I love cats, but they absolutely have no life in your truck at all. Whether you think they're enjoying it or not, trust me, cats don't belong in trucks. Acid, you got anything to add to this?
Yeah, if you have any...
We'll probably lose some fans over this.
Probably.
One.
If yeah, you have whatever. Any empty booze bottles in your truck, throw it out the window, and then throw the cat out right afterwards, and then throw the Listerine out and any narcotics you have. And by the way...
And nobody could say you didn't give the cat anything to survive on that.
That's right. Right? And if you're going to take a lot lizard...
Would you get in trouble if your cat was wasted?
That's okay. A great question. If you're going to bring a lot lizard into the truck and she's unauthorized, she's only unauthorized if you're driving. So, you know, just do your thing and leave the lot lizard there. That's my advice.
Yeah. Acid. That's right. All right. I'm not even going to make lot lizard jokes. All right. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Praise the Lord.